You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you are enjoying some beautiful sunny weather wherever you are in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great show planned out for everyone today. I've got a fabulous and important guest joining me at 5 p.m. It is the Executive Director, Richard Trent, of the National Small Business Advocacy Group, Main Street Alliance. Because despite what you may have heard on Faux News or some of those other radio stations, even though Donald Trump seems to have backed off, flip-flopped, and found some other pathway to tariff policy that doesn't include 145% tariffs on China, small businesses are still hurting, and they will continue to hurt. And that it is tariff policy's perhaps greatest, most painful cost is the small businesses that it will kill. This particular version of tariff policy, if one can even call it that. So I cannot wait to talk with Richard. There was a big mayoral election in Omaha, which had a fascinating outcome. We've got just the South Dakotan to talk to you about it. You're going to want to stay tuned for all that. But I want to start about the money. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm an economist. You know that I'm a lawyer. You know that I care about this stuff a lot. And I have to tell you, it has been a very difficult few days for me. Because while I certainly get upset about Donald Trump on a national news broadcast interview being asked, do you have to follow the Constitution? And a president of the United States saying, I don't know. Because I get really upset when he's then asked, do you have to give people due process? And he says, I don't know. When his chief domestic policy advisor and deputy chief of staff says on Friday, we'll just get rid of habeas corpus. Those things deeply bother me as an American and as a lawyer, as someone that worked in government as a lawyer. But what, as a human being, as well as an economist, what is putting me over the top is that Donald Trump and his MAGA followers in Congress are about to stick their hands into the pockets of the middle class of this country and rob you blind. They're going to rob you blind. They're going to enact welfare for the most wealthiest among us and the mega corporations. They're going to pay for all of this, but not really, by exploding the deficit to the tune of $5.3 trillion. It's in the budget analysis of the House Ways and Means Committee. $5.3 trillion of increase in the deficit, which will actually get bigger potentially, depending on how they structure these tax welfare systems for the richest of the rich and mega corporations. And they're going to do it by letting kids and families go hungry, and by ripping away essential health care from tens of millions of Americans. This is, I've called it this for a long time, this is one of the longest cons, the longest grifts that has ever been attempted, and not just attempted, successfully executed. Because while Donald Trump and his MAGA acolytes are screaming and yelling and telling you to pay attention to wokeism and CRT and LGBTQ folks and the pay attention over here, what they're actually doing will wreak real, lasting, and in many ways, generationally impactful harm on the vast majority of working and poor people in this country. So they want you to be distracted. They want us to get into arguments about what's woke and not woke and who's a DEI hire and who's not. They want you to argue about, well, is it an appropriate bit of reading material for Sally in her preschool class to pick up a book and there's two moms? They want us in the weeds and they want us arguing about all these cultural issues. And I have opinions about all that. But all of that, as harmful and as divisive as that is, I could put on the shelf and never talk about it again. Because as a human being, as an American, I know that we express our values as Wisconsinites, as Americans, as Republicans, Democrats, independents, the I don't cares about politics. Even if you don't care, even if you think the system is all rigged, what we know is that our budgets and our tax plans express our values as a nation, as a people, as Americans. And what got passed last night by the House Ways and Means Committee is such a perversion of our values. It is so obscene that if this is all I talk about ever again on this show, and I only talk about our budget and tax system, it would be enough for a lifetime's worth of radio shows. Because what is in the House Ways and Means Committee's budget is robbing the poor to give to the rich. It will make millions of children hungry and put so many millions of us and our health at risk. It will harm real families. It will do lasting damage to our deficit, which I thought conservatives used to care about. And when Republicans, well, maybe Republican or two Republicans, actually can find their way to say, this is immoral, maybe we all should take our rose-colored glasses off if we voted for Donald Trump and take a careful look at what's actually in this tax plan, this budget reconciliation bill. This is Senator and Republican, fist in the air on January 6th, then to sprint away from the chamber on January 6th, Senator Josh Hawley. In an op-ed in the New York Times this past Monday, quote, a noisy contingent of corporatist Republicans, call it the party's Wall Street wing, is urging Congress to get back to the old-time religion. Corporate giveaways, preferences for capital, and deep cuts to social insurance. This wing of the party wants Republicans to build our big, beautiful bill around slashing health insurance for the working poor. But that argument is both morally wrong and politically suicidal. It is morally wrong. A Republican is telling you conservatives that the current budget reconciliation bill is morally wrong. Let's listen to Senator Hawley in his own words, cut 17.
How concerned are you about these Medicaid cuts that are forthcoming in this budget resolution that the House put forward yesterday?
Well, there'll have to be a lot of negotiations between the House and the Senate. I'm glad the House advanced that package. I mean, to get the reconciliation process going, that needs to it needs to go faster. But the Senate's not going to. I'm not going to vote for Medicaid cuts, benefit cuts. Work requirements, fine. But 21% of the residents of my state receive Medicaid or CHIP. That's a lot of people. It's like 1.5 million people in Missouri. So work requirements, sure, 100%. But anything that slashes into benefits for people who are working, I'm not going to be for. And I think that's probably true of a lot of my colleagues. But ultimately, I can only speak for myself. But listen, there's a lot of negotiation to do here.
Does the House plan go too far?
Well, it's just a framework. But
It's just a framework. Morally wrong. Well, the House passed that bill. The Ways and Means Committee passed that bill. If that becomes the law of the land in this country, close to 9 million Americans will lose their health insurance. Millions of kids will go hungry because it will dismantle the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP. It's emergency food support. It will require low-income Americans to pay every time they go to the doctor. It will add paperwork and red tape to keep people from getting the health care that they need to stay alive. It will cut the Affordable Care Act subsidies down so far that it may as well just eliminate the ACA. It will shift healthcare costs to states in a way that states will not be able to absorb those billions of dollars in increased costs. Oh, it gets rid of retroactive Medicaid coverage for emergency room visits and nursing home stays. Can you imagine what that'll do to families living on the edge? It'll eliminate all kinds of preventative care like mammograms and birth control, STD testing for women. And if that wasn't enough, it'll way bring down the number of nurses that are required in nursing homes. I've spent a huge chunk of time over the past year leading up to the election and afterwards, talking about this, the greatest con, and begging people, begging you who are listening to not be the mark. Even if you support Donald Trump, to analyze the facts objectively and in good faith. And I will submit to you, we're going to talk about a lot of these facts of what has happened to the economy in this country over the last 40 years, and why, if you voted for Donald Trump because you're absolutely sure you're getting screwed and that the system isn't working for you, you're right. But Donald Trump ain't the guy to ever make it right for you. He's only working for families that can cut checks as donations, that have combined incomes of $500,000 or more, and he's really just working for the billionaire class. We're going to review the statistics. I'm going to prove it to you this hour. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Get your pens and papers ready. This is a test, America, for all the marbles. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to give some greetings to some of our listeners texting in on the text line. You can call or text and join this discussion, which will likely go on through the bottom of the hour, 855-752-4842. Not likely. We're going to take this one through the bottom of the half hour, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Greetings to Holly in Cross Plains, Cam and Appleton, a newish listener from Evansville who just found the station a couple of months ago. That is amazing. Welcome to the Civic Media family. We're so happy to have you. Let's just start with what do we do about this, and then I want to go through the facts. And there are a couple of things. When I call this a test, I mean, this is not a drill. Like, we are fully in the midst of the largest proposed tax cut in American history being given to the top 10%, as if the wealth transfers weren't bad enough. We're talking about the largest cut to emergency food assistance in American history. We're talking about the largest cut to Medicaid in American history to pay for the tax cuts to the 100 billionaires and the mega corporations. This has nothing to do with the middle class. It will hurt the middle class. In other words, the tax cut isn't benefiting the middle class at all. And that's because they're zeroing out and getting rid of all kinds of tax credits or tax deductions that actually help working families, like the child tax credit. They get rid of that. So once you net out all of the tax credits and tax rebates and write-offs that actually help middle-class families, which they're getting rid of, while they increase all of the write-offs and lower the overall income tax rate for the wealthiest of the wealthy of the wealthy and the mega corporations, poor people actually end up with less money under the tax cut plan, and middle-class families basically net to zero, and that's before the tariff impacts. So let's be clear, what the House Ways and Means Committee adopted last night will hurt the middle class. It will devastate working families on the edge. It will leave people sicker, hungrier, with less insurance, less job security, less economic security, less able to buy the goods that will now be more expensive because of Trump's tariff terror. And why are we doing this? Well, it's to get rid of the deficit. No, it'll expand the deficit $5.3 trillion. Why are we doing this then? Oh, yeah. Tax cuts for the wealthiest. So what do you do about it? Because the same kind of garbage is going on in our state budget. Just same guano, different sized government. Call them. Call them every day. We're going to put a list on our show notes page today. You can find our show notes if you go look at the show when it's podcasted on Spotify, Apple Pods, or at civicmedia.us. We're going to put a list of the phone numbers for every single congressional representative for the state of Wisconsin in our show notes today, as well as, of course, all of Ron Johnson's phone numbers. Call them every day. Call them every single day. Sign up for the protests and take a notepad out. Remember some of the things that I'm going to talk to you about today, the facts and figures, the reality of these things. And I'm going to give you the first one. It's the hook into the conversation, and have these conversations at churches, in the grocery store, at your mechanics. Here's the first thing, the first bit of information I want you to have. And we're going to go from there, everybody. Between 1981 and 2021, $50 trillion worth of wealth has gone from the bottom 90% of us to the top 1%. That is wrong. And if someone is willing to agree with you that $50 trillion in wealth shouldn't be evaporating from the middle class and going to the benefit of the Elon Musks and Jeff Bezoses, yes, and the George Soroses and the Warren Buffett, I don't care. Billionaires don't have parties. They're just billionaires. $50 trillion from 1981 to 2021. And then you have to ask, hey, if that seems wrong to you, what should we be looking for in the budget reconciliation and in today's tax bill? Should we be looking for more tax cuts for the ultra wealthy and an overall increased burden of tax on middle class and working poor families? If the budget shows that, if that's what nonpartisan analysts who are looking at the budget reconciliation package that is being debated in Congress today, if that's what that shows, and you think it's bad that wealth is going from all of us to the top 1% of us, if you think that's bad, then pay attention to the analysis of the bill that's being proposed, of the budget reconciliation bill, and call them up and say no. I don't think conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, any single one of us thinks that $50 trillion in wealth being ripped out of the pocketbooks and households that are middle class going to the top 1% from 1981 to 2021 is how to build a great America. So why would we ever think that this garbage is going to make America great again? It'll make the middle class more broke, more sick, more economically at risk. 855-752-4842. The analysis continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody. Bob Marley might sing about one love, but what this MAGA budget reconciliation and tax plan bill is just love for the really, 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 really rich people. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Want to give a shout out to one of our regular listeners and texters, Kurt out of Madison. He's got a great app suggestion for everybody. It is called, I want to be sure I get the app name right. Here it is. Five Calls. That is the app name. It will help you contact your congresspeople in a very short amount of time. It is called Five Calls. Thank you, Kurt, from Madison. Love you, man. Appreciate that. We're talking about the fact that the MAGA budget reconciliation bill and tax plan will make middle-class families poorer, sicker, less safe. Fewer people will be able to access health insurance. More kids will go hungry. More families won't be able to afford houses. And it's going to do all this to what? Oh, I know, get rid of the deficit. No, it'll increase the deficit $5.3 trillion. It's a conservative estimate. It's right there. The calculation of that is in the House Ways and Means budget analysis. And at the same time, it is cutting emergency food assistance and Medicaid in historic, never seen before proportions. It will give the largest tax cut in American history, both in absolute dollars and percentage, to the wealthiest, wealthiest, wealthiest people. And just a reminder, after World War II, the top marginal income tax rate was 91%. 91. Nine times. 91%. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the phones. We've got a newish caller. This is Luann Bird. Hi, Luann. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, Maggie, I went to D.C. a couple of... hold on a second here. Let me turn off this noise. I went a couple of weeks ago to learn about this fair share and what they were doing with the budget reconciliation bill. And then I was like, how is this happening, right?
Yes, it's shocking.
And then I figured out they're lowering the top tier. Well, then I got to meet with my representative Stiles aide to ask what is going on here. And the theory is if they give more money to the rich, they can invest in innovation and in, you know, they can create more jobs. And all.
Did you ask them to show you any economic analysis that proves that trickle down works? Because it doesn't. Wealth trickles up, and it has only ever trickled up. I don't care if you look at any of the Republican administrations that lowered tax rates for the wealthiest and the mega corporations. It never has resulted in higher average wages. And here's, Luann, thanks so much for the call. We got a couple other people coming on. Here's one of the statistics that I want to give you all, because this is the whole shooting match right here. This one is so important. From 1948 to 1974, worker productivity in this country went up 97%. Over that same period of time, average hourly wages went up 91%. Yes, that makes sense, right? Like, they move together. Productivity and wages go up. If you're being more productive, your wages should go up because you're making your business owners that you work for more wealthy. Yes, that is the social contract, ladies and gentlemen. But from 1974 to 2014, worker productivity still skyrocketing, up 91%. Wages only went up 9.2%. So to my dear friend Luann and everybody out there, when you hear from a conservative that it's fine if mega corporations and the rich get richer and richer and richer, that's totally fine because it trickles down. You tell them that, and to explain that, you tell them this. From 1965, the CEO to worker pay ratio was 20 to 1. In 2022, it was 344 to 1. In 1980, when you died, every dollar above $650,000 was taxed at 65%. Today, you only get that increase rate once you have $27 million. Million, $650,000 to $27 million. And oh, by the way, the estate tax rate went from 65% in 1980 to today's 40% rate. Everything that has been done with our tax system over the last 40 years is crushing the middle class. We're not seeing returns and increased wage growth, faster reduction in wealth or income inequality. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Cindy from Appleton, hello this afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. As I'm driving home, I still drive past several signs that say God for a change. So with bless your dear heart, but you are basically preaching to the choir, because the people that support the felon are so morally brainwashed into believing everything he's doing is going to help them in the long run. I don't know how we're ever going to get around this. And like I said the other day, people are still going to support him, whether they're homeless, standing in the street, starving to death. He's still going to have their support.
So the true MAGA diehard, Cindy, yep. There's no, like, that's kind of the definition of a cult. Like, no information gets through. But I continue to believe that there are a lot of people of good faith. They do not have this information. Start with the $51 trillion. Ask them if that reflects their value. If we are a country that says we want people to work, we value work. Work is dignity. There's dignity. Then ask them why the frickin' federal minimum wage is still $7.25. If you're willing to work 40, 50, 60, whatever the number of hours in a week that we all agree on is the fair number of hours to work, and somebody's willing to work that, then you ask them, why then is the minimum wage at that number of hours only generating $15, $18, $20,000 worth of annual income, which is then taxed like you wouldn't believe when you include sales tax? Why is that? If we believe that work is the pathway to dignity and you take all those things that Republicans say that they value and you ask them to stack it up on the data, they can't do it. And I think these are the sorts of conversations, meeting the conservative voter, meeting the MAGA voter where they are. And I don't mean the cult members. You're never getting through to them. But the people who say, yeah, I'll operate in good faith. Yeah, I'll look at some data. From 1976 to 2020, the top 1% of income earners in this country saw their earnings, their income increase over 200%. Okay? From 1976 to 2020. In other words, what they're making went up 200%. From 1976 to 2020, over that same period of time, the bottom 90, all of us, our income went up 29%. That's the income inequality. There's no way a conservative of good faith, in my opinion, can confront these statistics and go, that's just fine. It doesn't work. Trickle down, show me where it did. Because I can go to the Wharton School of Economics at Penn. I can go to Yale, Stanford, Harvard. I can look at even analyses from the American Enterprise Institute. No one can prove. There's no study anywhere that shows that wealth, by allowing the rich to get richer and taxing them less and less and less, and placing more and more and more of the burden of funding government on the poorest and working families, that any of that has actually returned and trickled down. No, over the last 50 years, income and wealth inequality is worse. The middle class and the poorest among us pay more on a relative percent basis than do the rich among us to fund government, more than they did 50 years ago. These are the realities. $51 trillion from the bottom 90% to the top 1% from 1981 to 2021 over a span of 40 years. This tax bill households in the top 5% will receive over 45% of the benefits of this tax and budget reconciliation bill. They just repeat, top 5% gets nearly 50% of the benefit. I mean, holy cow. If I expand that to the top 20%, the top 20% of income earners will take down 71% of the benefit of this tax plan. The top 10%, they'll take home over 56%. Of the benefit. So pick a stat to remember. Top 5%, they get 45% of the benefit. Top 10%, they get 56% of the benefit. Top 20%, they get 71% of the benefit. You catching a theme here? I mean, I can splice and dice this data for days. The Yale Budget Lab says if Congress makes what's in this House package permanent, we'll actually see GDP go down. We'll see real wages go down. Oh, yeah, and the deficits explode. From 1976 to 2020, the portion of our total income in this country going to the top 10% went from less than 30% to well over 50%. Tell me which way you want me to cut up the data and I'll give you the stats. We spend more per capita than any other developed country for healthcare, and yet our outcomes are worse. We're considering creating a shadow public school system by funding religious education, which will further segregate and further hurt students in rural school districts and students with special needs. It will create an even greater educational divide. We have the lowest estate tax rate our country has ever seen. Tell me why this is working. It's simply not. It is deeply immoral. Not my word. That's Republican Senator Josh Hawley. It is immoral. I don't believe these are our shared values. I don't believe this represents what the vast majority of us want. And Cindy from Appleton, I hear you, sister, that we're not going to be able to reach the diehard MAGAs. I know that. You know that. But there's that slice of people out there. Start them with the $51 trillion. Everybody start wearing buttons around that just says $51 trillion. When somebody asks you, what the hell is that? You say, oh, that's the amount of money that the top 1% has stolen from the middle class since 1981. Oh, well, that's a conversation starter. We're going to continue this great discussion when we come back. 855-752-4842. Gizmo's up next. Mark's up next. And your thoughts and comments. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been talking about income and wealth inequality and the fact that the MAGA tax plan and budget reconciliation bill will, no questions, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, hurt the middle class, hurt working poor, and create windfall unneeded benefits for the richiest, richiest, richiest among us. I'm talking about 100 millionaires, billionaires, and the mega corporations. Join our discussion, 855-752-4842. I think everybody should start wearing a button that says $51 trillion so that people ask you, what is that? And you tell them $51 trillion. Oh, that's the amount of wealth that the 1% has stolen from the middle class over the last 45 years. Just tell them. That's the jumping off point. You want to talk about it today? How much of total U.S. wealth does the top 1% hold? Slightly over 30%. And it's been going up over 50 years. So show me how the trickle down is working again, right? Like it doesn't work. They can't point to any study that shows that it does. The bottom 50% of us, while the top 1% has over 30% of this nation's wealth, the bottom 50% of us has 2.5. Let's make this easy for you. Top 1% over 30. Remember the 3, 3, 0, greater than 30. Bottom 50%, less than 3. Are we jotting this stuff down? All right, let's take the middle chunk, Maggie. The 50th to 90th percentile, you know, the middle class. We have the same amount, the 30%, as the top 1%. And Donald Trump isn't governing for anyone in the middle class. He's governing to distract you with the culture war nonsense, so that you do not pay attention to the enormous hand of the ultra wealthy in your family's pocketbook, stealing your children's future. Say no. Call your congresspeople every day. Say no. Take to the streets. Protest. Let's be heard. Millions of kids will go hungry if they pass this. Tens of millions of Americans, at least 9 million by most estimates, will completely lose their insurance. Others will lose critical access to health care if they can get it at all. And from Chippewa Falls, thanks for your patience. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Hi, Maggie. I think people are starting to wake up here because there was some type of event where it was a Republican event and they were saying, tax the rich, tax the rich.
I love it.
So I think people are starting to wake up, but I love the button idea and I love the guy that said about the five calls. I actually did download that.
Fabulous.
I think that's excellent. They also have a script that you can just read whatever you want to say.
I love it. So, you know what, Ann? You're giving me some ideas here. First of all, I got to call whoever makes our products. We're going to make some buttons. It's going to save $51 trillion so that we can stay. I'll work on it. I'll let you know when they're available at the Civic Media website. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a call script together. Because what I don't want any one of you listening to be unarmed to respond to is the like, oh, well, it trickles up. No, it does. Just shout at them. No, $50 trillion. That's not, trickling down. No, it trickles up. That's the $51 trillion. That's 1% having 30% of all U.S. wealth. Mega corporations and the ultra wealthy do not need tax cuts. It's that simple. Tax the rich, tax the mega corporation. Tax incentives for small businesses. Why are we taxing people's income if they earn $40,000 or less? A dollar of that as income. Why? That's the least amount that you can earn in this country on average to not starve to death, access healthcare, have a roof over your head, and get to work every day. It's 40 grand. If these are our values, if we're saying we value work, we want to reward people to work, why does your tax system tax a dollar earned from work about three times the rate at which you tax a dollar earned from wealth? Ask your Republican representatives that. Why do we tax work more than wealth? Huh? Gizmo, this is Maggie Dawn Show. Say hello and what you got for us? Are you there, friend? It's me, Margaret. Gizmo, are you there? All right, moving on. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hello, my friend. How are you? Say hello.
Hello. I'd say it hasn't just trickled up. I'd say it gushed up. Because David Stockman has even come out and said it doesn't work. Trickle does not work. The guy who invented the whole thing is a gift to Ronald Reagan. It simply does not work. I mean, I've used this analogy before, but I mean, it's like the two starving children underneath the Ghost of Christmas.
Yes.
The second ghost, the Ghost of Christmas Present, the two starving children, ignorance and want. I mean, the Republicans have ignored want and they've embraced ignorance and they've forgotten that upon that ignorance as well as written doom. I mean, the founders warned against aristocracy. I mean, they did not want us to have an aristocracy in this country, and that's what we have right now, is an aristocracy of wealth. And not only is it, you know, that they have the wealth, they also have the privilege that wealth has bought.
That attends to it. The access, the privilege. We have a two-tiered system, one for all of us, one for the wealthiest among us. This is not how it has to be. We can do better. $51 trillion, the amount of wealth that the top 1% has stolen from the middle class over the last 45 years. Remember it. Repeat it. We will be dropping all of my sources for today's episode in our show notes. You can find that at civicmedia.us. Come back with us. We got Richard Trent of Main Street Alliance talking about the tariff terror on Main Street and your small businesses. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.